take your medicine.
Remix!
Drop!
Hi, Medicine Remix. Listen to one of your mixes. I'm like, wow, nice. Mind-blowing. The way that you connect all of these very intricate and seemingly disconnected elements to create this just beautiful montage is creative, artistic, fresh. It's amazing. So keep doing what you do. I'm definitely coming back to listen more and more and more.
Love what you are doing within this channel. Mixing in your passion of the medical world with hip-hop has really sparked something inside of me that I kept wanting to listen to you throughout each week. And it really must have struck something into me, because I myself was never into the medical world or ever interested in that before. So yeah, something must have happened there, which is awesome. It's like being a fly on the wall and listening to an intelligent conversation about the medical world. And it's just different. I just love hearing it. It's just really real.
Shit to make you feel shit.
Yeah, keep up the good work. Love the show.
Thank you for listening. You're listening to
Medicine Remix, baby. Let's go.
Yeah!
Today's Medicine Remix show is brought to you by Racopressin, the first ever anti-racism elixir, now available in Blackberry. Are you still doubling down on your vote to make America hate again? I mean, great again. Who are we kidding? I was right the first time. Does the sight of professional athletes kneeling in nonviolent protest during national anthems piss you off? Have you started statements with the phrase, "I'm not racist," but if you answered yes to even one of these questions, I think it's safe to say that you should talk to your doctor about Racopressin. After analyzing centuries of oppression data, scientists have finally boiled down the solution for racism to simple neurochemistry. You see, Racopressin is a racemic mixture of four synthetic neurochemical molecules that are emotional analogs to rationality, awareness, compassion, and empathy. R-A-C-E. Race. Clinical trials have shown Racopressin has been effective at reducing a range of symptoms, from being semantically crippled by phrases like Black Lives Matter to denying your alleged racism by claiming to have one or more friends of the race you are being accused of being racist towards. Racopressin. Race the hate out of your world. Side effects of Racopressin may include colorblindness. And to clarify, we're talking about the real colorblindness, not the closet racist, I don't see color bullshit. You still see people colors, just not red, white, or blue, coincidentally, by a rare subset of people. Another common side effect of Racopressin is dry mouth, or cotton mouth if you prefer. And if you actually prefer calling it the latter when given the option to choose, talk to your doctor about Racopressin Extra Strength. Finally, don't eat white chocolate while on Racopressin, especially if you prefer it to regular chocolate at baseline. Now, back to some more Peace of Medical Mind on Medicine Remixed. What's really ill, Remixed Veal? It's Reesh, it's Medicine Remixed, and this is another installment of Laughs by Prescription, where we share funny stories from our experiences, as well as your experiences, in this crazy healthcare system of ours. Today's episode is a recording of me catching up with one of my friends from medical school, Rich Rags, after a really long time, and telling him about my very first experience as an attending orthopedic surgeon during an assignment I had in Nebraska. And as some of you know, I finished my orthopedic surgery training just last year and began working as a traveling orthopedic surgeon through something called locum tenens, which is Latin for placeholder, and basically means that I'm a contracted doctor that covers hospitals that need orthopedic surgery coverage, which happens to be a lot of hospitals. So one of the big reasons I'm doing this somewhat non-traditional path is because I'm able to completely control my time and work as much as I want slash need to while I spend the rest of my time trying to build this Medicine Remix thing into something bigger and better. But anyway, I travel for at least 1 to 2 weeks every month doing these assignments, and sometimes I go to parts of the country that I probably would have never otherwise visited had I taken a traditional full-time job somewhere. So this episode recalls a pretty unforgettable and hilarious moment that kicked off my career as a brand new attending orthopedic surgeon. Hope you enjoy it.
I did 2 1-week stretches in fucking Nebraska, dude, of all places.
Oh God.
It was an interesting experience. Got through it.
Where at in Nebraska?
It was
not
in,
that it matters.
Exactly. Just making conversation. I don't really care. It was in the 9th largest city, apparently, in fucking Nebraska. So the entire time, as you can imagine, me heading out there, especially in the state of our country right now, just as far as, you know, this revolutionized racism, as I like to call it. So I was just like, you know, I'm just waiting for the moment, because I flew into fucking Sioux City, Iowa, dude, and then I fucking drove through like straight up cornfields for like an hour and a half, like clutching the steering wheel, making sure that I'm not going any faster than the speed limit, because like I did notice that the fucking cop cars out there are fucking pickup trucks. I'm like, where do they put the prisoners? Oh, okay. I'm just like, where the fuck am I? So, you know, I'm staying at a fucking Holiday Inn in Nebraska.
Chilling at the Holiday Inn.
Get called in, it's just like, you know, hospital's like 5 minutes away. My very first case officially as an attending, I get called for this hip fracture, pretty standard hip fracture, in this like apparently demented old woman. And I go in there, and the scene is such that, you know, it's this old woman in bed, and then it's her son and her daughter-in-law. You know, I introduce myself and I tell them what's going on, what her injury is, what we have to do. She doesn't say hi, doesn't say hello. And, you know, granted, I'm you know, expecting that this is a demented woman. I've seen my fair share of demented elderly women in the past 5 years. And so, you know, I'm expecting her to say some off-the-wall shit. And the first thing that she says, no hi, no hello, she goes, "You forgot to wash your face."
What?
I was like, oh, there it is. There it is. But then, like, the part that, like, that didn't even really surprise, and, like, I just tried to play it off. I was like, oh, yeah, you know, it's been a long day so far. I haven't had time, you know, I just tried to kind of play it off. But, like, what I was more fascinated and interested with was the fact that, like, you know, my parents don't really say, you know, racist shit in public, at least. But like, if they did say anything even like weird or embarrassing, I would apologize, you know, or like say something to the effect of like, you know, "I'm sorry." Just like one of those, you know, like it seems like that would be a relatively common like response. But anyway, nothing from either of those two people. And I was just like, you know, I tried to give them benefit of the doubt. I was like, yeah, you know, they're probably just like really concerned. You know, their mom, you know, in the hospital, her hip's broken. She was like a high risk patient and, you know, she could die and this, that, and the other thing. And so like continue to explain and showing them the x-ray, like what, you know, what we have to do, getting their consent. And, you know, by the end of it, I'm about to walk out of there, and she was like, "You know, even though you're a person of color,
what?
You were very kind to me." I'm like, are you even fucking demented? Like, is this documented that you're even demented? Like, you sound perfectly like just like a racist old bag, just like a normal racist old bag. So anyway, so like that was my very first case officially as an attending.
God.
For those of you listening to us for the first time, Laughs by Prescription is a new segment concept that we're trying to showcase funny stories from our hilariously flawed healthcare system, not just from our point of view as doctors, but also from your point of view. So we're asking you, the good listeners of Medicine Remix, to call in and leave us a voice message telling us a funny story from a healthcare experience you or someone you know had and that you're comfortable sharing with us, and we'll play the best ones that make us laugh.
for trying to make this a weekly comedy series by us and by you, the whole Medicine Remix crew, and it will be hilarious.
Yes, sir.
We'll make damn sure of that. And as I've said before, comedy as an art form has been massively important in our lives, and it continues to be. It's a legitimate medicine, in our opinion, and it's one of the pillars of the Medicine Remix movement. Laughter might not always be the best medicine in every context, but it's medicine nonetheless, and it's an amazing way to flip pain into therapy. As many comedians say, some of their best comedy comes from a place of pain. We prescribe laughter every day in some way, whether it's listening to something that makes you laugh or finding a way to make someone else laugh. That's medicine in its purest and most natural form, and we think everybody should try to laugh as hard as they possibly can every single day. So share your funny stories with us so we can help spread that medicine remix, that is, to as many people as possible. So to recap, leave us a voice message on Anchor to share your funny stories about healthcare experiences that either you or someone you know has had for a chance to be featured on the new and improved Laughs by Prescription presented by Medicine Remix. We love you guys and gals. And if you love us, it would mean the entire world to us if you laced up your Cher Jordans and helped us spread the love the Medicine Remix way by leaving us a review on iTunes to help us reach as many people as possible. And please, please, please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to check out some of the more visual dimensions of Medicine Remix. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thanks for listening to the one and only Medicine Remix. Peace.